preseason is over. The regular season is the focus now. 9 days. The Cleveland Browns, September the 8th, take on the Miami Dolphins and hopefully beat them down and go to 1-0 in the 2013 season. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, wrapping things up here for this week on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we always like to do in the final segment. We're going to turn things over to our great producer, Dino, Dave DiNatale. And Dave,
yes,
who is reaching out to us on Twitter at Browns_Daily.
I love this guy. We got a lot for you guys here today. Let's start first with Paul Myers at P. Myers Golf. Big if the Browns win against Miami, will Vic drive his Liberty Ford truck down Lou Groza Boulevard yelling, Browns could make the playoffs?
Yes, I will. If that happens, that's exactly what I'm going to do. And it's not that big of a road, and I'm not sure who will hear me, but I'd be happy to do that.
I'll drive so that you can lean out the window and yell.
That'd
and
be,
really,
it'd be safer.
Well, that's perfect. Yeah.
It'll be a little safer. Yeah, because we want safety first.
Safety first, exactly.
Safety first, especially driving one of the Liberty vehicles. We want to make sure those, you know.
It's like I used to say back in the day, when you play with fire, you get burnt. So we want to be safe with you, Notorious.
Yes.
What else we got,
Jared Carr at Car Jar. Gurley or Nelson? I assume who's going to get the roster spot?
Perhaps neither. No, I don't know that either one of them is. I will say Gurley's impressed me more as the preseason's gone on.
Gurley's had a nice camp.
I don't think he has the speed necessary. He's got the size. I just don't think he has the speed.
He's raw. The skills need to be developed. Nelson, it's all about, with him, it's the confidence of physicality, of dealing with the knee and dealing and trusting everything and putting his physical game together. Gurley has this... He's the prototype. He's the physical prototype. I could see him, though, getting a little stronger. I could see him developing, you know, much more in the way of understanding how to run routes, how to gain separation, because you didn't see that on a day-to-day basis with him in practice.
Right, and that's the issue.
At @AxeGrinder_Mark Bishop, not to be confused with Munch Bishop, why don't we bring in Kickalicious for a tryout? Sorry, I forgot his real name.
Shane Graham's the fifth most accurate kicker in the history of the NFL. Why does everybody hate him?
12 years of experience. There's a lot of
Kickalicious
sentiment.
Is a good video, though.
Yeah, Kickalicious is an interesting conversation piece. I'm not sure he is going to be the guy that you are going to put games on the line in his hands. I think the 12-year veteran that Graham is would serve him well in that area. You want a known quantity there as much as you can. Now, look, this team still has Brandon Bogate, a rookie, a pretty unknown quantity in its mix too. But I think there's just far more risk to put that job in the hands of someone that unknown in terms of what he would do. I mean, he's known, but he's known for it's a fatty thing. Fad.
I agree. You know. I'm fine with that. Listen, like I said, the Houston Texans last year had Super Bowl aspirations. They decided Shane Graham was fine to be their kicker. 2 years ago, it was the New England Patriots, a team with Super Bowl aspirations. Shane Graham was good enough for them. I like Shane Graham, and knowing that we got our guy Lanning, who might have to come in there and bomb one every now and then, and he can do it, I have no problem with that.
Anything else, Dino?
No, that's it. We're done.
Will that be a wrap?
We're going to wrap the week.
Well, this has been, thank you, and for his great work, Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer. And
yes.
A week's worth of good stuff comes to an end here, but only to give way to a great week coming up.
Fake
stuff's over. We're going to talk about...
The time for playing games is over.
Real preparation. Solomon Wilcots, by the way, will be on the show at some point next week because he is going to be the game analyst for CBS's coverage of the game. You're going to hear from media folks down in South Florida. You're going to hear from our usual cast of characters who cover this team locally, and you're going to hear from Gerard Cherry and Bernie Kosar and Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon, and it's going to be great because we're going to get this thing rolling in full gear next Monday.
And we're not taking Labor Day off. There's no rest on Cleveland Browns Daily. We'll be live
you
on
and I
Monday.
Will be in this studio,
yes,
killing it on Monday. But thank you for the calls, and thank you for the support and the love. I think there's love out there.
There's a lot of love for the fact that the last time the Browns went 3-1 in the preseason, they went 10-6.
There we go. Calm it down. Hooligans are next. Have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Roof, roof.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.